whether it's being unfairly singled out, I think the answer to that question has two parts. Admissions has two faces or two functions, and one definition of college admissions is that it's a private evaluative process that does go on behind closed doors. Of course, the other side of that coin is that admissions serves a public good and serves a public function. So I think to look at a big controversy like this, you have to consider both sides of that coin. Publicly, I can certainly understand why taxpayers and families in the state of Illinois would be concerned about this and have questions about it. But I can also tell you, having talked to several longtime admissions practitioners in the industry, that there's some prevalent confusion and surprise that this story has gone on as long as it has, and that it's caused, I think, the level of outrage that it seems to have caused in the state. And the reason that many admissions folks seem surprised by this is because they don't see it as that far outside the norm, if outside the norm at all. There's discussion among admissions officials that maybe this was blown out of proportion. Maybe you of I is being unfairly singled out here for what is a fairly common practice. One admissions official I was speaking with about this recently said that he considered these students who were admitted who were on this so-called list at U of I as more or less noise in the system. And that is, you're talking about a very large institution with a large student body and a large number of applicants. To think of these decisions being made about any individual applicant, no matter what their connections or what their background, to think of these decisions about all these applicants being made in a vacuum is naive. And I think the other thing to keep in mind, with a school the size of Illinois, it's definitely not the case that there's a perfect number of students that are going to be admitted. That is a solid number, an unmovable number. And if one student who's connected to a politician is admitted, that another deserving student is necessarily going to be pushed out. And I think within the industry, there's a sense that students who fit descriptions of having some sort of connection, be it to a donor or a trustee or to a state legislator or what have you, sometimes these students do get admitted. Sometimes they don't have the credentials that other students have, and they may be more or less add-ons. And if that's upsetting to people, I think that's understandable. At the same time, they might want to think about, at any major university, what about football players? What do their credentials look like? Would the public want their alma mater, their favorite state school, to stop admitting many, say, big-time athletes who may also lack their credentials of the average applicant?
So you're not surprised by this. You could probably point to numerous other examples of schools having this happen and maybe not blown up to what is the coverage that we've seen in Illinois.
I think that's true. I was speaking to an admission an enrollment dean at a top public flagship in the Southeast last week, and the sense there was this could easily have been the same story told there if their local paper had looked into it. And so was there a sense of relief there? Sure. But also a sense of perspective, and that is that at least at selective institutions, you could ask all kinds of questions about how these decisions are made, and some people wouldn't like the answers no matter what. And there's an old saw in the admissions profession that what folks do in enrollment, in admissions, is both an art and a science. And I think that the public often hopes or understands or anticipates that these decisions are made scientifically, perfectly, and with little or no margin for error. And folks within the profession would certainly hope to do this in the most fair way possible in general. But at the same time, it really is an art. It really is an art of shaping a class, and it's not a perfect art. And all kinds of considerations are taken into account when you're assembling an entire class altogether. So yes, I think this is the kind of story that could pop up at some other public flagship institution in another state at almost any time.
Another problem that could surface from this is, will this stay with an administrator or someone in admissions, anyone who at all may be connected to this, that is trying to leave the university? Linda Katehi is provost at the U of I, but she's about to become chancellor at University of California at Davis. And there's a lawmaker in California that's demanding some answers from her. Is that unfair?
Is it unfair? Can't say it's unfair if any employer or potential employer wants to ask any number of questions about a candidate's past experience. And certainly the inquiries by that lawmaker in California that you mentioned, you know, affirms that admissions, though an important profession with many ins and outs, one of the responsibilities of anyone in admissions or who works in a college has to understand that there's a public role for many top officials, and that public role may require him or her to answer a lot of questions. As for the fairness of it, I think that's up to whoever's doing the hiring to decide. Are we asking the right questions? Are we asking enough questions? Certainly, I can imagine there would be questions for anyone who may be leaving the University of Illinois and trying to move elsewhere. That said, I would hope those questions would take into account the inner workings of admissions and the extent to which anything that went on at the university really is different in a significant way from what goes on at universities down the road.
Do you expect this, say, with someone who had been at a university where such where these kinds of possibly improper admissions took place?
Yeah, again, I mean, it's hard to know if an employer asks a question, a potential employer asks the right questions of any candidate about their past, and they decide to go ahead and hire someone. It's hard to imagine this in my mind staying with someone, especially in higher ed, where I think perhaps unlike the general public, there's a pretty good understanding of the fact that admissions is hardly ever a perfect process, and it's not often a pretty process. At another large, diverse institution with a million and one things going on, it's hard for me to imagine that too many people would for too long pay attention to something like this.
What does this do to the reputation of higher education? I mean, will the Tribune's series of stories that are ongoing now with the a governor's commission here in the state looking into this, will this prompt more inquiries around the country into what goes on with university admissions?
I think it's a safe bet that this may prompt more inquiries, both by the press elsewhere and also perhaps by state legislators elsewhere. Again, I think that just goes to show that admissions affects all sorts of people, and yet it remains a murky subject, I think, in many people's minds. People want to know more about it. They want to know that it's fair, and I think that in many ways the admissions process is fair enough. But I think that the current climate is ripe for more inquiries and more questions by the public, because right now we're still mired in a recession. Competition to get into at least selective colleges, which isn't necessarily the majority of colleges, but selective and highly selective colleges, there's a tremendous amount of competition. There's a tremendous amount of anxiety among the general public about the opportunities that their sons and daughters will have. And so I think that has only escalated in recent years. Throw something like this into the mix, sure, I can see this adding to the sense that something's amiss in admissions, it's not fair, or at least as fair as it could be. And when you have a major newspaper in a major media market breaking a story like this about a very prominent institution, then sure, I could see that happening. But I do think it's worth noting, too, that the University of Illinois is a selective institution, it's a state flagship. The way admissions works there, at a very desirable destination, at a highly coveted institution, is not necessarily representative of the majority of colleges and universities in this country, where you wouldn't be facing such long odds as an applicant, and you wouldn't be going up against so many top students. I think some sense of that perspective might help the public understand that college admissions overall may not look the way it does at a particular highly selective college or university.